Well, happy Memorial of Trumpets, and happy New Moon. Let me get start the video. Very good. Let me. Let me start fix something real quick. Okay. Let me cut that. What I'll do is I'll stop this and then we'll start again. Stopping the video real quick and then we'll start it again. Okay, we're going to start in about a moment. So let me fix one setting, and then we'll continue on. Let's see here. Okay, and that takes care of that. Okay, and I'm going to start the video. Do you want to continue? Yes. You always got to stop this, of course. Put that down to about there. And that's it. Let me see, make sure I'm online here. Am I online?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let me just put this up and we'll blow the trumpet on the new moon. Now let's have a silver trumpet. All right. We have the silver trumpets and the shofar. Well, happy 7th month of God. We are one of Messiah congregation, Kalacha ben Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And it's the Sabbath today. And this evening, we're just going to have a short study. We're on Maple Street tonight, and we'll continue. Let's pray and ask God to bless and anoint the study, and it won't be long. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of all things, first we ask you to always cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, anything that we do that would dishonor you, or anything that we do that would be incorrect. We always ask for forgiveness. We don't do anything willingly or willfully. Heavenly Father, bless this new moon, this new month, the 7th month of God, this memorial of the blowing of trumpets. We know in someone's lifetime the trumpet will sound one day, just not today. But we do blow the trumpet to announce another month of God. And may God bless every one of you. May God heal everyone, strengthen everyone. May God touch everyone, encourage everyone, and give us right decisions and let us choose things that are correct in our life and lead, guide, and direct us and lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. Amen. I just thank God for the blood of Yeshua, for the forgiveness of sins, and for the salvation that is wrought through the Messiah. Amen. Well, Shabbat Shalom. And there's my website, and it's running good. And there's my email. Well, today is the 21st in the evening, and we started the new moon this evening. And we started the memorial blowing the trumpets. I was talking to my sister today in Brooklyn, you know, she's in the Jewish neighborhood, and they're all doing Rosh Hashanah. And of course, I keep telling her, I said, she goes, she knows it's the 7th month. I said, how could the 7th month be New Year? How could the 7th month be the head of the year? You know, Rosh Hashanah, all Shoshanah, you know? And I keep thinking like, no, just think, all those people in Brooklyn, they're all going Happy New Year and all that stuff I told you last week. There are all little sayings are going on big time. You can't notice it around here because there's hardly any Jews. But if you went to Brooklyn, you see the whole gang there doing everything. And that's just the way it is. It's sad. Anyway, always you have to remember, this is the, it's called Ha'etanim. And we're now in the 7th month of God. It's not called Tishrei. Make sure you pass that on. It's the first day and it's the 7th month. It's not, like I said, New Year. So And that's provable by 1 Kings 8:2. Everybody should know that, right? Everybody got that down, I bet. Let's see. Of course, I wanted to go over this, the rest of the holy days and feasts that's coming up. And of course, tonight we're doing the beginning of the memorial of blowing the trumpets. Tomorrow we'll have a study on that. That's tonight. And tomorrow is, of course, the whole day until the evening. And then, of course, October 1st is the 10th of Ha'etanim, and that's the Day of Atonement. And October 6th is the 15th of Ha'etanim through the 21st, and it's the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. And then we have the last great day, which is October 13th, which is the Sabbath also. So we have 2 Sabbaths this week, and we have many other Sabbaths coming up. Anyway, I wanted to just do a little quick talk about this evening's topic, the seventh month, Ha'etanim. And that's so important to know because, as you know, it has such a big meaning when you look up the letters and in Hebrew and you look up the words, and has nothing to do with Tishri, which is, comes from the Babylonian New Year, which is ridiculous. And memorial blowing the trumpets. And that's such a nice thing we'll talk about tomorrow. Just remember, it's not Rosh Hashanah or New Year. That's, you know, it's a sad thing. We don't know what year it is. That's the only thing that we have a problem with. Because the Gregorian calendar says it's 2017. We're on our way to 2018 in a few months. And we don't know if that's correct. And we don't know when Yeshua is coming back. But the third temple isn't built. The Antichrist isn't showing. And there's nothing really going on. Except, you know, regular craziness in the world. I'm sure you're aware of North Korea and all that stuff that's going on. Anyway, I'll just read some verses about the seventh month because this proves that it's not New Year. The first thing that rested in the seventh month was the Ark, which is, I always loved that verse because even the Ark rested in the seventh month, and that's really nice. And that's probably during, that's the 17th day, and that's during the Feast of Tabernacles, huh? Yeah. So it rested on the Feast of Tabernacles, when there wasn't a Feast of Tabernacles at this point, but it's the seventh month. It's pretty interesting. Then we have Leviticus 16, of course. That's all about the Day of Atonement. It says, "And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict, anah, your souls, and do no work there at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourns among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before Yehovah. And it shall be a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbat Shabbaton unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by a statute forever." And it is sort of an affliction when you really have to cross-examine yourself and make sure you're really ready to meet God. That's a scary, frightening thing, sobering kind of a thought, because if you thought any second you're going to meet the Lord, boy, you know, you'd be, all you could do is keep asking God for forgiveness, because eternity's at stake, you know, eternal life. So, anyway, the priest, let's see, he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, shall put on the linen clothes and the holy garments. And he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation. And for he's going to make an atonement for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priests, and make an atonement for all the people of the congregation. So they have to anoint everything and make an atonement for everything. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year, as he did as Jehovah commanded him. Yeah, I bet he did. And, you know, this Day of Atonement to us is, even though we better be atoned every day, because you never know when you're going to meet the Lord. So it's always good to make sure the Day of Atonement, when that comes, you are atoned. You know what I mean? Make sure you're... I always ask God to forgive me every day, because you never know what's going to happen to you, you know? So here we be. Leviticus 23, of course, this is what we're going to be sort of living for the next 20 days or more than that, really. So we speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, it's not New Year. Notice how it's this. I still don't understand how they get the New Year. Constantly it's saying the seventh month. In the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial, Zichron of blowing the trumpets, right? Yom Teruah. It's a holy convocation, a Mikra Kodesh. And on the 10th day of this 7th month, there should be a Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippurim. And it's a covering, you know, it's really important. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls, an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. This is the time we all give offerings, and we give offerings unto God during these days. And you shall do no work in it the same day, for it's a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yehovah your God. Whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in the same day shall be cut off from among his people. Of course, that's true. Whatsoever soul it be that doth any work in the same day, the soul will I destroy from among his people. It's pretty powerful words, you know. I don't know how some people don't think it's serious. It's very serious. It's actually a frightening day to meet the Lord, no matter who you think you are. It's going to be horrible, horribly frightening when you have to stand before God and give an account for what you did in this life. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. So wherever you dwell, you better make sure it's Sabbath worthy, especially on these days. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. You shall afflict your souls in the 9th day of the month at even. See how God starts his days in the even. From even unto even, you should celebrate your Sabbath. And that's how we do it. Some people can't read that. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that in the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Jehovah. So, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's the 7th month, Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. But if you go to Judaism and the Lubavitch, what they're talking about is the citron and the, you know, the lulav and all that nonsense. You even forget it's the Feast of Tabernacles because they're making such a big deal about things that are not even worthy of talking about. It's ridiculous. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month, not New Year, shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yehovah. The first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no melechet avodah, servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. Somebody's trying to get our attention there. And on the 8th day should be a holy convocation. So it's two days we're going to have to be together as much as we can. Two holy convocations. And the Feast of Tabernacles is for 7 days. And that's what we're doing. We're actually taking off. We take off the whole 7 days and we block out the planet. And we try to visualize being with the people of God for 7 days and tabernacling with the Lord throughout eternity. How wonderful that would be. No more anything. It's a solemn assembly, and you should do no civil work therein. And these are the feasts of Yehovah, which most of the world has no thought of. All they're doing right now is getting ready for Halloween, and I even think some people are getting ready for Christmas already, which is all made up. And if you go to those big stores like Walmart and Targets, they have everything. They're selling, and even Lowe's now, and you know, those places have a Halloween, and it's like, it was Halloween in August, actually. And it's like, they can't wait to do paganism. And all the little kids, they're teaching new generations, you know, the wrong thing. But these are the feasts of Yehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, and sacrifice, and a drink offering unto. It says every day upon his day. So these guys gave an offering every day, which is pretty amazing. Besides the Sabbaths of Jehovah, and besides your gifts that you're supposed to do all year, and besides your vows that you're supposed to do, and besides all your free will offerings, which you shall give unto Jehovah. Also, and then he goes again, for some strange reason, he adds more to the 15th day. And it's the 7th month. It's not Tishrei, it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not New Year. When you've gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. He says it again. And it says, you shall take on the first day, which is a Sabbath. This is sort of amazing. And you shall take on the first day, we go out and get boughs of goodly trees. branches of palm trees and boughs of thick trees and willows of the brook, and we're going to rejoice before Yehovah, your God, 7 days. Wow. So we don't go sightseeing. We don't go shopping. I mean, if you need something, of course, the days that are not a Sabbath, if you run out of something. But I mean, we try mostly to stay together because we're tabernacling. It's supposed to be a rehearsal. And if you don't know what the Feast of Tabernacles is, very simply, there's a threefold thought about it. We're remembering our brothers and sisters in the wilderness, how God sustained them, how God took care of them, how he covered them. And then we think about our lives, how God is doing likewise in our little wilderness known as our lifespan, you know, because we're surrounded with the heathen everywhere we go. So we hope God preserves us and covers us and keeps us pure. And then, of course, the third way is in the future. We want to tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity, and he'll be our God and we'll be his people. And this whole scene will be over, this little thing called mankind, this little life, you know, whatever the years are, and it'll be over. Just think, the mankind is about this big, and eternity's like that. So to us it might seem like, wow, it takes forever. Believe me, it's going to be over soon. And it says, you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month, everybody. How does Judaism and Messianics get this wrong? They're all saying Happy New Year. Think about how many times I read to you it's the seventh month. That's crazy. That's bizarre. And there's not two calendars. That's their mistake. And they don't use two calendars. We're going to dwell in booths. We're going to build our little sukkah and dwell in a booth 7 days. All that are Israelite born shall dwell in booths. So if you join the Israel of God, you are elected and you're invited to come and keep the feast. That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yehovah your God. And Moses and me, I'm declaring unto the children of Israel the feast of Jehovah. Amen. And it is a declaration. I'm declaring it unto you. And then we have, of course, Leviticus 25, that one day the trumpet of the Jubilee is to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month in the Day of Atonement. That's very important. And that's what we believe when the Lord's going to come back. So everything's going to be given back. Everything, we're going to be free. You know, you're either going to be with the Lord or not. And then you'll tabernacle with the Lord, you know. And you should make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. So maybe on my property, I'll go walk out with the trumpet and blow it through all my land. If I go out here, people will just think I'm losing my mind, right? Numbers 29, and in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You should do no civil work. It's a day of blowing of trumpets unto you. Same thing in Numbers that we read in Leviticus. Isn't that amazing? You shall have on the 10th day, the seventh month, a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls. You shall not do any work therein. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee, a yovel. And you shall return every man unto his possession. You shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall be the 50th year. Be unto you, you shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. It is a jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee shall return every man unto his possession. Amen. And it says, and if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buy aught of thy neighbor's land, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according to the number of years of the fruit he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of years of the fruits doth he sell unto thee. You shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am Jehovah your God. Wherefore ye shall, it says, ye shall do my statutes, which the world has no idea what they're all about, and keep my judgments, that's over, and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land safely. And on the 15th day of the seventh month, ye shall have a holy convocation. It says the same thing in Numbers and Leviticus. You're not supposed to do any work. It's a Feast of Tabernacles, right? It's a feast. And then we have 1 Kings 8, 2. All the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ha'etanim, which is the seventh month. Now, what feast is that? Let's see. Feast of Tabernacles. So here we have Solomon doing it many, many years later from Leviticus and Numbers, right? 2 Kings 25, and it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed of Royal, came and 10 men with him, and they smote Gedaliah, that he died, and the Jews of the Chaldeans that were with him at Mizpah. You can read that. That's something that took place in the seventh month. Remember, tonight I'm just talking about the seventh month because it's not New Year. It's not Tishrei. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not none of those things. Or this plain out Rosh. They say Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Wherefore, all the children of Israel assembled themselves together unto the king in the feast, which is in the seventh month. Here's Chronicles. Even the king there knew. Who's that? Hezekiah? Even he knew in second. What king is that? Let's see. I have to look that up. 2 Chronicles 5:3. Even he knew it was the feast in the seventh month. It's not the feast in New Year. Isn't that amazing? It seems like after everyone dies in the Bible, then the Talmud's made up, the Gemara, the Mishnah, and all the made-up commentaries. Come on there. Is it Solomon?
Second.
Solomon. There's Solomon again. 2 Chronicles 5. 2 Chronicles 7. And on the 3rd and 20th day of the 7th month, the 23rd day of the month, this is when the Feast of Tabernacles is over, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry, the merry in heart for the goodness that Jehovah had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. And in the 3rd month, they began to lay the foundation of the heaps and finished them in the 7th month. That's 2 Chronicles 31. So a lot of good things are happening in the seventh month, I notice. Even Ezra, many years later.
That was Ezra.
That was 2 Chronicles 31. Yeah, they finished them in the seventh month. Ezra says, and when the seventh month was come, the children of Israel were in the cities. The people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem from the first day of the seventh month, that's the memorial of blowing the trumpets, began they to offer burnt offerings unto Jehovah, but the foundation of the temple of Jehovah was not laid yet. However, in Nehemiah 7:73, the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers, there's the singers, and some of the people and the Nephinims and all the Israel dwelt in their cities, when the seventh month came, and the children of Israel were in their cities. That's because they were all going to be together for the feast. And all these people, I wish we had people like that. You know, we don't have a city full of people that, see, right now we have 7 here, and a few people online. You know, but we don't have, like, imagine having a city of people doing this. It's hard to imagine. It is hard to imagine. Yeah, what? Nehemiah 8:1, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the Torah of Moses, which Jehovah had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the Torah before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. And I hope you could hear with understanding. Upon the first day of the seventh month. And this is what they did. They read the whole Torah. Starting on the first day of the seventh month. And these guys, Ezra, Nehemiah, they found written in the Torah, which Jehovah had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. They didn't even know that. that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mountain, fetch olive branches and pine branches, myrtle trees and palm trees and branches of fig trees. Go get any branches and make booths as it is written. That's what he's saying, basically. Thick branches, any branches. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, everyone, here's where they made them, upon the roof of his house and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God and in the street of the water gate and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. So they actually went and made a booth and sat in it. Even on the roof. It's pretty good. And in the courts, they could have said, let's just put up a hanging around the court. No, they went and made an actual booth. And they went in. Because it's symbolic of something we're doing. And all the congregation of them that will come out of the captivity, and all of us have come out of the captivity of Satan, I hope you understand that, we're going to make booths and sit under them, for since the days of Yeshua, the son of Nun, which is Joshua, or Yehoshua, or Osea, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness. I don't know how they knew that, but that's what they say. Also from day to day, from the first day unto the last day, we're going to be reading in the book of the law, the Torah of God. And they kept the feast 7 days. And that's what we're going to do for 7 days. So if you want to know what we're going to do, we're not going sightseeing, we're not going on tour, we're not going shopping, we're not going whatever. We're going to be reading the book of the law 7 days. And they kept the feast 7 days. On the 8th day was a solemn assembly, according unto the manna, which means according to the statute that God gave in Leviticus. That's what that manna means. And then we have Jeremiah. Brother Jeremiah, I was reading about him this week. Boy, he tried to proclaim the name of the Lord, and they kept ripping up his papers and throwing them in the fire, and they just threw him in the dungeon and mire, and you think, where is God? But God's still there. So no matter what you're going through, God is still there. That's what I believe. And this evil Hananiah, the prophet, died the same year in the 7th month. Remember him? You have to read about him. He tried to proclaim something that was opposite of what God told Jeremiah to proclaim. He thought he was big time, so he got smitten. In Jeremiah 41, now it came to pass in the 7th month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elisha, the seed royal and the prince of the king, even 10 men with him, came unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, into Mizpah, and there they did eat bread together in Mizpah. You can read Jeremiah yourself. And Ezekiel was always very good to read in the 7th month. In the 15th day of the month, he shall do like in the feast 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the meat offering, and according to the oil. So I guess all these offerings that we're supposed to give, it's a week of rejoicing before God, you know. I guess if you're rejoicing, that's what you do. And of course, we have Brother Haggai in the 7th month, it's the 21st day of the month, which is the last day of the month. In the 21st, it's the 21st day of the month, came the word of Yehovah by the prophet Haggai, saying, go speak unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehudah, and to Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in its first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? And you can read the rest of that. This all happened in the 7th month. So the 7th month has a lot of activity. Notice how some months have not a lot of activity, but the 7th month has many things going on. And then, of course, Zechariah, which, of course, this is lost in time. He says, speak unto all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, when you fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? And they didn't, really. It's very sad. So the 5th month, and I guess when they were in captivity, they were mourning because they couldn't keep the holy days and the feast because they were in captivity. So it was like a mourning going on. They fasted to God. Anyway, this is a short study tonight. This is not by no means a big, long study. But I just wanted to go over the seventh month with you, and we could, after this, we'll sit down and talk and have a drink, some water or drink whatever. I don't know what we got over there. I don't think you want any coffee. I doubt it. See you tomorrow for a Memorial of Blowing a Trumpet study. Remember, it's not New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and it's a Sabbath. And that's all I got to say for this evening. So the seventh month had a lot of activity. And I thank you for being here. And Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We're going to be online tonight, so we're not going anywhere. But I want to say thank you for being here, and may God bless everyone on the seventh month of God, Ha'etanim. And God is the first and the last forever, the everlasting stream, the perennial waters, the living waters. Amen. May God bless you tonight and protect you, and may God bring us back tomorrow to worship God in spirit and truth in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. God bless you.